Hi everyone, Artem is here, and you're listening to the Highlights from Ukraine, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. 776 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. British Foreign Minister David Cameron, after meeting with Donald Trump during his visit to the US, once again called on American lawmakers to unblock the aid package for Ukraine, reports European Pravda. At a press conference with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken, top British diplomats said, quote, "There is nothing more important to Ukraine than the additional aid now being considered by Congress," unquote. Commenting on the meeting with Trump the day before at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, Cameron noted that it was about geopolitical issues, the situation in the Middle East and Ukraine, but refused to go into details. According to The Guardian, British Foreign Minister David Cameron's attempt to convince Donald Trump to support the provision of military aid to Ukraine seems to have failed. Cameron was not even allowed to meet with the Speaker of the US Congress, Mike Johnson, who could theoretically bring the bill to a vote. The Foreign Secretary hoped that Trump would signal a change of course, at least making it easier for him to meet with Johnson. But Cameron's argument, both rational and emotional, appear to have run afoul of a power struggle within the Republican Party, The Guardian writes. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin, at a meeting of the US Senate Armed Services Committee, said that Ukraine's attack on oil refineries in Russia could affect global energy markets, reports Radio Liberty. Austin urged Ukraine to focus on attacks on military targets that can directly affect the battle. Bloomberg writes that Austin's comments were immediately condemned by Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who accused the White House of obstructing Ukraine's effective actions due to political considerations. Quote, "I think the Biden administration does not want gas prices to rise in an election year," unquote. Austin called on Congress to approve additional military aid to Ukraine and emphasized that such aid would also help increase defense production in the United States itself. This money would help the defense industry. Also, the United States announced an emergency sale of components for Hawk missile systems for Ukraine for $138 million. The State Department authorized the emergency sale of military products abroad to provide critical repairs and spare parts for Ukraine's Hawk missile systems. Hawk is a medium-range anti-aircraft missile system that provides air defense, which is one of the main security needs of Ukraine. We would really appreciate if you could rate us ideally with 5 stars and leave a glowing review in the app where you are listening to this podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify and others. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Prosecutor General's Office of Ukraine has 27 open criminal cases related to the killing of Ukrainian prisoners of war by the Russians, involving the murder of 54 military, reports Suspilne. According to Yuri Belousov, chief of the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's Department for Combating Crimes Committed During Armed Conflicts, cases of execution of Ukrainian prisoners of war have been documented since March 2022. A court has already handed down a verdict to the first Russian military personnel for the execution of a Ukrainian soldier in Chernihiv Oblast. The investigation is complicated by the fact that prosecutors and investigators usually do not have access to the crime scene or the opportunity to examine the body. However, as Belousov stated, this work is ongoing. Ukraine has a unique experience in documenting crimes even without access to the territory. The Prosecutor General's Office cooperates with the International Criminal Court, the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission, intelligence agencies, and non-governmental organizations that also collect information. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, when a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.